As I said last night, we're delighted to be back here.
Som jag sa igår, så är jag väldigt glad för att vara tillbaka här.
And it's certainly a privilege to be asked to speak.
Och det är ett privilegium att få lov till att dela med er.
Because I know there are many in this group that could do a better job than I can in this pulpit this morning.
Jag vet att det är många här ibland oss som vill gjort en bättre jobb än jag i förmiddag på det.
I know they would build their message on the same book.
Jag vet att de ville tala utifrån den samma boken.
And the same spirit would speak.
För att den samma onda ville tala.
And I trust that God will do that this morning as well.
Och jag sätter mig lite till att Gud vill göra det samma idag.
Because it's not about us who speak, but it's about him and what he wants to do.
För det drar sig inte om oss att stända här, men om han och det han önskar att göra.
So thank you for giving us the opportunity to be here.
Så tack för möjligheten till att komma hit.
I still remember last time and the music and how much I enjoyed it.
Jag huskar framdeles förrige gång och sången och musiken och hur mycket jag satte pris på det.
And that was true again this morning.
Och det gällde också för i förmiddag.
You are blessed not only to have preachers but to have ladies that can bless you with song.
Du är välsignad inte bara med att ha talare här men också damer som kan välsigna dig genom sång.
I would like to share some thoughts with you from the scriptures this morning.
Jag vill dela några tankar från Guds ord i förmiddag.
And it has to do with the issue of knowing God but making him known.
Och det har med det att känna Gud och göra men också att göra han känd.
The responsibility that you and I have individually and collectively.
Det ansvaret som oss har som individ och också som fällskap.
To make sure that the people in Norway
och försäkra oss om att folk i Norge
and in Scandinavia
och i Skandinavien
and in Europe
och i Europa
and yes the whole world have a chance to hear about him.
Att hela världen får möjlighet att höra om honom.
That is the task of the church.
Det är det som är uppgåva till menigheten.
To spread the word of the Lord Jesus everywhere.
Och dela ordet om Kristus överallt.
I mentioned to you last night
igår kväll så nämnde jag
that if the amount of space given in the scriptures to a doctrine or an issue,
hvis den mängden med plats som är gitt till ett ämne i Guds ord,
is an indication of how important it is to the Lord,
indikerar hur viktigt det är för han,
then I would suggest to you that missions is very important to the Lord.
Så vill jag säga det att mission är väldigt viktig för han.
Because when it comes to finding a text on missions,
för när det gäller att finna ett avsnitt som handlar om mission,
then I'm limited.
Så är jag begränsad.
From Genesis to Revelation.
Innanför första Mosebok och Uppenbarelsen.
Because the whole book speaks of God, God's desire to bless the world.
För hela boken snackar om Guds önske om att välsigna hela världen.
Last night we focused on a command to go
igår
and make disciples.
Fokuserade oss på befallningar om att gå ut och göra folk till discipler.
But this morning I would like for us to take a portion of scripture.
Idag så ska vi se på ett skriftavsnitt.
And use it as an illustration of what God desires to do.
Och bruka det som en illustration på vad Gud önskar.
The text might look a little strange to you when we read it.
Textavsnittet vill kanske se lite märkligt ut för dig när du läser det.
But I trust by the end of the morning that you will understand why I picked it.
Men jag hoppas det att på slutet av mötet så vill du förstå varför jag valde det.
And why God wants us to look at all of scriptures.
Och varför Gud önskar att vi ska se på hela Guds ord.
That we not neglect any of it.
Att vi inte tillsidesätter något av det.
Because in every page in the book there are nuggets of truth for us as believers.
För på hver sida i Guds ord så är där dyrbara sannheter för oss.
And we can't help but ask ourselves the question.
Och kan inte undgå att spöra oss spörsmålet.
Why is it that the whole world hasn't heard yet?
Varför är det att hela världen inte har hört ändå?
Jesus said at one particular time in the Sermon on the Mountain.
I bergpredikan sa Jesus vid ett tidspunkt.
He said the gate is small and the narrow is narrow or the road is narrow that leads to life.
Då säger han att porten är smal och trång är den vägen som går igenom den.
But few find it.
Och det är få som finner den.
But why is it so few are finding that way to life?
Men varför är det så få som finner vägen till livet?
It's because of something else that Jesus said in two chapters later in Matthew.
Det är på grund av något annat som Jesus också sa två kapitel senare i Matteus.
He says the harvest is plenteous but the laborers are few.
Där säger han det att hösten är stor men arbetarna är få.
We need to pray that God will send out laborers.
Så måste man be om att Herren måste sända ut arbetare.
So men and women around the world will have a chance to find that way to life.
Slik att män och kvinnor runt om i världen kan finna denna livets väg.
So I want us to go to Genesis chapter 2 this morning.
Så idag ska vi gå till första Mosebok kapitel 2.
And our text is in Genesis chapter 2 verses 10 through 14.
Og avsnittet det der da fra kapittel 2, fra vers 10 til 14. Og en elv rant ut fra Eden for å vanne hagen, og derfra delte den seg og ble til fire hovedstrømmer. Navnet på den ene er Pishon, det er den som renner omkring hele landet Havila, der det er gull. Og gullet i dette landet er godt, det er bedellium og onyxstein. Og navnet på den andre elven er Gihon, det er den som renner omkring i hele landet Kush. Og navnet på den tredje elven er Hedekel, det er den som renner øst for Assur, og den fjerde elven er Frat.
You probably wonder what's this all about.
Tenker kanskje hva I alle dager har dette med saken her.
But like I said, this is part of the inspired word of God.
Dette en del av Guds inspirerte ord.
So there must be some truth in it for us.
Så her må være noe sannhet I dette for oss også.
But he's talking about rivers.
Så han snakker her om elver.
And makes me think that it's appropriate for us to talk about rivers as an illustration of missions.
Så da tenker jeg at vi kan tenke på elver som illustrasjoner for misjonen.
In John chapter 7, Jesus said this.
Johannes 7, så sa Jesus dette.
This was on the last day of the feast.
Dette var på siste dagen av feiringen.
He says, if anyone thirsts, let him come unto me.
Så hvis det noen som tørster, la dem komme til meg.
Let him come unto me and drink.
La dem komme til meg og få drikke.
And then he says, and out of his innermost being will flow rivers of living water.
Og så stender det at ut ifra hans indre vil det flyte elver med levende vatten.
And he spoke of the spirit that was going to be sent later on.
Og der var det snakk om altså den hellige ånd som senere vil bli sendt.
He talks about blessing others like a river flowing through our lives.
Snakker om det å velsigne andre som en elv som renner ut og inn I andre sin liv.
And I want to think about that this morning.
Og det jeg lyst til å tenke litt mer på I dag.
About the river that God wants to flow through our lives.
Det en elv som Herren ønsker skal renne ut fra våre liv.
No, we are not the river itself. We are not the water, but we are the channel through which it is to flow. And God wants us to be channels of blessing wherever we are. Notice about this particular river in Genesis chapter 2.
Legg merke til denne her elva I 1. Mosebok 2.
It was one river that came out of Eden.
Det var ei elv som kom ut ifra Edens hage.
But it went into four directions.
Men så rann den ut I fire forskjellige retninger.
And it reminds me of the fact that God desires for this river to spread out.
Og det minner meg på det faktum at Herren ønsker at denne elva skal breie seg utover.
It reminds me of the four major points of the compass.
Og det minner meg på disse fire himmelretningene på kompasset.
That God desires for that river to run north,
at Gud ønsker at denne elva skal renne nordover,
and south,
og sør,
and east and west.
Og øst og vest.
He desires for the word to be spread out.
Han ønsker at ordet skal bli spredt utover.
That men and women that are thirsty for genuine life,
at menn og kvinner som tørster etter ekte liv,
will be able to drink it because it's available to them.
Vil ha mulighet til å drikke det, for det tilgjengelig for deg.
And I think when we come to the New Testament, we are reminded of the same thing.
Og jeg tror det at når vi kommer til det Nye Testamentet, så blir vi minnet på det samme.
In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, he says that we are to be witnesses.
I apostelgjerningene 1:8, så sier han at vi skal være vitne.
Both in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
Både I Jerusalem, Samaria, og helt til verdens ende.
And in Luke chapter 24, when it talks about the Great Commission,
Lukas 24, når det snakker om misjonsbefalingen,
he says that we're to be witnesses for him, first in Jerusalem, then Samaria, and so on.
Der snakker han om det, og skal være vitne for han først I Jerusalem, og så I Samaria, og så videre.
In other words, both in all directions as well as in Jerusalem.
Så med andre ord, både I Jerusalem, og også samtidig alle andre plasser.
Because God desires for the word to go everywhere.
For Gud ønsker at hans ord skal gå ut overalt.
I know that in Luke chapter 24 it says that we're to be witnesses first in Jerusalem.
Jeg vet at I Lukas 24 stender at vi skal først være vitne I Jerusalem.
And we often apply that to the fact that we need to be witnesses at home.
Ofte så tenker vi på det som at vi må være vitne her hjemme.
And that's true.
Og det sant.
We need to be that.
Vi må være det.
But keep in mind this.
Men husk også på dette.
That when the disciples heard him say that you are to be witnesses in Jerusalem, they did not hear to be witnesses at home.
Når disiplene hørte at de skulle være vitne I Jerusalem, så betyr det ikke det at de skulle være vitne hjemme.
Because none of them were from Jerusalem.
For ingen av dem kom fra Jerusalem.
No, they were to be witnesses in a place that hated Christ the most.
De skulle være vitne på den plassen der hatet mot Kristus var sterkest.
So So while the word of God is very clear that we are to be witnesses at home,
so selv om Guds ord klare på at det skal være vitne også hjemme,
it is equally clear that we need to be witnesses everywhere.
Så det også veldig, viser det veldig klart at oss må være vitne overalt.
And he wants this river to spread out in all directions.
Han ønsker at den elva skal breie seg ut i alle retninger.
So let's look at this text that we read this morning.
Så skal se litt mer på den teksten som oss las.
And what I want to do is to take the names of the rivers.
Så det jeg har lyst til å gjøre, det er å se på navnet til disse.
And tell you what those names mean.
Og fortelle dere hva det betyr.
And use it as an illustration of what God desires to do for us and through us.
Og bruke det som en illustrasjon på hva Gud ønsker å gjøre i oss og gjennom oss.
The first river is called Pison.
Og den første elva her, den heter Pison.
And the word Pison means a river that's freely or fully flowing.
Og det betyr altså, navnet betyr en elv som er full og som flyter fritt.
It speaks of God's purpose for us as a church.
Og det er snakk om Guds hensikt for oss som menighet.
His purpose for us is not to be like a lake.
Det er ikke hans hensikt, det er ikke at det skal være en innsjø.
He wants us to be like a river.
Han ønsker at det skal være som en elv.
He wants us to be on the move and a moving force for him.
Han ønsker at det skal være i bevegelse og være en kraftig bevegelse for han.
Now mind you, we are not the river.
Nå er ikke det slik at oss er elva.
No, our bodies are to be that vehicle through which it will flow.
Men oss skal være den kanalen, eller det redskapet som du kan flyte gjennom.
We are to be channels only for him.
Og skal være kanaler for han.
That's what Paul says when he came back to the church.
Det er det Paulus sa når han kom bak til menigheten.
In Acts chapter 14, he says he came back to report what God had done through his life.
I Apostelgjerningene 14, da han kom tilbake for å fortelle, og da sa han hva Gud hadde gjort gjennom han.
And so God's purpose for your life and my life is to be a river or a channel through which his river can flow.
Så Guds hensikt for våre liv er at det skal være en kanal som Guds elv kan flyte gjennom.
He didn't bless you so that it would stop there.
Han velsignet ikke deg og på den måten at det skulle bare stoppe der.
No, he wanted you to be a blessing to others.
Han ønsker at du skal være en velsignelse for andre.
Let me ask you this morning.
La meg spørre deg nå i dag.
When you got saved, why didn't God rapture you to heaven?
Når du ble frelst, hvorfor ble du ikke da rykt rett opp i himmelen?
He could have done it.
Det kunne han ha gjort.
He could have taken us straight to glory when we got saved.
Han kunne tatt oss rett inn i herligheten når vi ble frelst.
And in fact, God would have had a lot less trouble with us if he had raptured us.
Han hadde fått mye mindre trøbbel med oss hvis han hadde gjort det slik.
But he didn't.
Men han gjorde ikke det.
No, he left us here for a purpose.
Nei, han lot oss være her på grunn av at han hadde en hensikt.
Paul could write to Timothy.
Paulus kunne skrive til Timotheus.
In 2 Timothy chapter 3,
in verse 10, 3, vers 10.
He says, Timothy, you know about my doctrine.
I 2 Timotheus 3 der så sier han, Timotheus, du kjenner til min lære.
You know what I believe.
Du vet hva jeg tror.
He says, you know my manner of life or how I conduct myself.
Og du kjenner til min livsførsel.
And then he says this, Timothy, you know my purpose.
Og så sier han også til Timotheus at du kjenner også min hensikt.
And what was Paul's purpose?
Og hva var Paulus sitt mål?
It was to be a blessing to others.
Det var å være en velsignelse for andre.
And in fact, it was to preach the gospel where it's never been heard before, as we were reminded of by a brother last night.
Og så ble jeg minnet på det i går kveld, at det var å forkynne evangeliet der det aldri før var blitt forkynt.
In Romans 15, Paul says that his ambition was to preach Christ where it has never been preached before.
Og i Romerne 15 så forteller Paulus det at hans ambisjon det var å forkynne evangeliet der ingen andre før hadde gått.
When Paul writes to the Corinthians,
og når Paulus skriver til korinterne,
he was very concerned about the church.
Så var han veldig bekymret for menigheten der.
But right in the middle of the letter he says this.
Men midt i brevet så skriver han følgende.
I want to reach to the regions beyond you.
Der skriver han det at jeg ønsker å nå de områder, ja, hva er det uttrykket? Det går videre enn der dere.
Yeah. He wasn't satisfied with just blessing Corinth.
Han var ikke fornøyd med å bare være en velsignelse for Korinth.
No, he wanted to reach others beyond that.
Han ønskte å gå videre til områder som lå lenger vekk.
In other words, Paul's purpose in life was others.
Så Paulus sitt mål eller sin hensikt det var å nå andre.
Never stop but keep reaching out to other people that need Christ.
Han stoppa aldri men han holdt fram med å nå flere for Kristus.
It was like the church in Acts.
Som den menigheten som oss ser i apostelgjerningene.
They had their problems.
De hadde sine problem.
But they are committed to a purpose of reaching the world.
Men de var hengitt til det målet å nå verden.
That principle should govern our lives.
Og det er et prinsipp som også skulle styre våre liv.
God blesses you that you might be a blessing to others.
At Gud velsigner deg for at du igjen kan velsigne andre.
Paul writes to the Corinthians and says this, I have received of the Lord what I gave to you.
Paulus han skriver at jeg mottok fra Herren og det gir jeg også videre til
And that's the purpose.
Og slik var hensikten.
We are to be channels through which that river of blessing can flow to others.
Og skal være slike kanaler der denne elva med velsignelser kan flyte ut til andre.
That we not be like a lake that's just satisfied with the status quo.
Og ikke en innsjø som bare er fornøyd med tingenes tilstand.
In the Swiss Alps, when somebody was hiking there,
I de sveitsiske alpene, når noen var på fjelltur der,
they came across a gravestone in the mountains.
Så kom det over en gravstein der oppe I fjellet.
And there was a sentence on that gravestone.
Og der sto en setning på den gravsteinen.
There was no name given.
Det var ikke noen navn som var gitt.
No date when this person died.
Ikke noen dato når han døde.
But just a short sentence about this person.
Men bare en kort setning om denne personen.
And the sentence was this.
Og setningen var følgende.
He died climbing.
Han døde mens han klatret.
And that's exactly what the Lord wants.
Og det er akkurat det Herren ønsker.
He wants us to keep climbing for him.
Han ønsker at vi skal holde fram med å klatre for han.
In other words, we need to look beyond just for now and look how does God want us to bless others.
Han ønsker at vi skal se lenger enn bare her og nå, og hvordan vi skal velsigne andre.
God's will for my life is that I be a blessing to others.
Guds vilje for mitt liv er at jeg skal være en velsignelse for andre.
Not that I only focus on myself.
Og at jeg ikke bare fokuserer på meg selv.
William Carey, when asked about knowing the will of God, said this.
William Carey, når han ble spurt om det å kjenne Guds vilje, svarte følgende.
He says, to know the will of God, you need to do two things.
Han sa, for å kunne kjenne til Guds vilje, så må du gjøre to ting.
You need an open Bible.
Du trenger en åpen Bibel.
And you need an open map of the world.
Og så trenger du et åpent verdenskart.
What was he trying to say?
Og hva prøvde han å si?
Yes, we need to go to the word of God to know God's will.
Det han sa at oss må til Guds ord for å finne Guds vilje.
But we need to have it in a context of the world that God wants to bless through us.
Men vi trenger å se Guds vilje I sammenheng med hele verden som Gud ønsker å velsigne.
Our desire should be that blessing for others.
Og vårt ønske skulle være å være velsignelse for andre.
That we be a Pison for him.
At vi skal være som elva Pison for han.
Fully flowing.
At vi skal flyte fritt.
And freely streaming downhill for to be a blessing to others.
At det er full elv som renner fritt til velsignelse for andre.
God desires that for us.
Gud ønsker det for våre liv.
But notice where this river flows.
Legg merke til hvor denne elva flyter.
It flows to an area called Havilah.
Den flyter til et område som heter Havilah.
And Havilah means a sandy, dry place or a desert.
Og Havilah, det ordet betyr ørken eller en tørr plass.
The word also carries the area of meaning of anguish and pain.
Og ordet også en betydning av smerte. Og engstelse.
What a picture of the world today.
Og for et bilde av verden I dag.
The world today is really dry.
Verden I dag tørr.
They try to satisfy that dryness with pleasures.
De prøver å tilfredsstille denne tørrheten med nytelse.
Or with religions.
Eller religion.
And nothing satisfies.
Og ingenting tilfredsstiller.
In fact, the world is like that man in Luke chapter 10 that fell among thieves.
Verden er som denne mannen I Lukas 10 som falt blant tyver.
In the story of the Good Samaritan.
I historien om den gode samaritanen.
This man that was left there half naked, but wounded and half dead.
Og denne her mannen som ble forlatt ved veikanten naken og forslått.
He was in desperate need of help.
Han var I desperat eller hadde desperat behov for hjelp.
And as we look around the world, that's exactly what we have.
Når vi ser rundt om I verden, så ser vi det samme.
There are many places, folks, like Havilah today.
Det mange plasser I dag som Havilah.
Places in Africa.
I Afrika.
In Asia.
Asia.
In Latin America.
Latinamerika.
Yes, in North America and in Europe as well.
Og også I Nord-Amerika og Europa.
Place people are not satisfied.
Folk ikke tilfreds.
They know it's not enough just to become rich and famous.
De vet at det ikke nok å bare bli rike og berømte.
No, they need the Lord.
De trenger han.
There's a vacuum in their hearts.
Det et vakuum I hjertet deres.
Because God has put eternity in all of our hearts, it says.
Herren han lagt evigheten ned i alle våre hjerter, står det.
And we have the answer to that thirst.
Og oss er svaret til denne tørsten.
Havilah is the picture of the world.
Havilah, det er et bilde på verden.
And God wants us to be the Pison that flows to them.
Og Gud ønsker at oss skal være elva Pison som flyter ut til deg.
But notice something else about Havilah.
Men legg merke til noe annet også om Havilah.
It says that in Havilah there is gold.
Det står at i Havilah der er det gull.
Interesting.
Interessant.
Gold is something precious.
Gull, det er noe som er verdifullt.
Gold is not a worthless thing.
Gull er ikke noe verdiløst.
No, it is something that's precious.
Nei, det er noe som er dyrebart.
And when we think about the people of the world, they are precious to God.
Og når du ser eller tenker på folk i verden i dag, så er de dyrebare for Gud.
They are not worthless to him.
De er ikke verdiløse for ham.
No, they are precious to him.
Nei, de er dyrebare.
Yes, they are so precious, gave his son at Calvary to pay for their sin.
De er så dyrebare for han at han ga Kristus sin sønn på Golgata for å dø for dem.
And God wants us to go to those places and retrieve that precious gold.
Og Gud ønsker at du skal gå til disse plassene og sanke inn dette dyre gullet.
In America, we, in English we call it something is lost. We use the term lost in terms of people.
Ja, så snakker om at folk er fortapte når det gjelder de som ikke er frelst.
Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost.
Og Jesus kom for å søke og for å frelse de som var fortapt.
And actually the word lost in English carries the idea of meaning of that something is worth something.
Og på engelsk dette ordet fortapt, det bærer med seg også en betydning av at det er verdt noe.
For sometimes I will go to a mall with Judy.
Av og til så går jeg til et kjøpesenter med Judy.
It's not because I want to go shopping with her.
Ikke fordi at jeg er så glad i å handle.
But I know there's going to be a coffee shop there so I can have my coffee while she wanders around.
Men jeg vet at der finnes en kaffeshop der jeg kan drikke kaffe mens hun handler.
But imagine if I went to the coffee to the mall with her.
Men tenk deg at jeg reiste på kjøpesenter i lag med henne.
And while I was there I needed a piece of candy because my throat was sore.
Og mens jeg var der, så trengte jeg en pastill, for jeg var sår i halsen.
And I asked Judy, do you have some candy for my throat?
Og så spurte jeg Judy, har du en halspastill for meg?
And she gave me a piece of candy.
Og så ga hun meg det.
I took the wrapper off.
Så tok jeg papiret av.
But I would never, that's just me, I would never throw it on the floor.
Men jeg ville aldri kaste det på gulvet.
So I would stick it in my pocket.
Så jeg tenker papiret og har det i
lomma. I would enjoy my candy.
Og så koser jeg meg med halsdropset.
And I figured that when I get home, I would take that wrapper and throw it in a garbage
can.
And so I did that. I went through the mall with her. And then when we got home, I went to my pocket to get that wrapper.
Tok jeg handa i lomma for å ta ut dette papiret.
Because I was going to throw it in the garbage.
For jeg tenkte å kaste det.
And when I got in my pocket, guess what?
Men når jeg tok handa i lomma, hva skjedde da?
There was no wrapper there.
Det var ikke papir der.
It was gone.
Det var forsvunnet.
How many of you think that I would go back to the mall to look for the wrapper?
Hvor mange av dere tror det at jeg da ville reise tilbake til kjøpesenteret for å lete etter dette papiret?
Do any of you think I would do that?
Er det noen her som tror jeg ville gjort det?
No, why not?
Nei, hvorfor ikke?
Because it's worthless.
For det er ikke verdt noe.
But imagine I had been there.
Men tenk dere at jeg hadde vært på kjøpesenteret.
And while I was drinking my coffee,
og mens jeg drakk kaffen min der,
I was reading in my iPad some stuff.
Så las jeg på iPaden min.
And when I left, I forgot it.
Og når jeg for, så la jeg den igjen.
And when I got home, I realized that I had left it behind.
Og når jeg kom hjem igjen, så gikk det opp for meg det at jeg hadde lagt igjen iPaden.
Do you think I would go back to look for it?
Tror du at jeg reiste tilbake for å lete
den? You bet.
Ja, det hadde jeg.
Why?
Hvorfor det?
Because it's valuable to me.
Ja, fordi den er verdifull for meg.
You see, I had lost both of those things.
Og jeg hadde mistet begge disse tingene.
In one sense, I'd lost that wrapper.
På en måte så hadde jeg mistet dette papiret.
But it was of no value to me, so I didn't go back for it.
Men det var ikke verdt nok for meg, så jeg gikk ikke tilbake.
But when God says that we are lost, it's precious to him.
Når Gud sier at oss er fortapt, så er det fordi at oss er verdifulle for ham.
And we were so of so much worth to him that he sent his son.
Og så var så dyrebare for ham at han sendte sin sønn.
And the world was of such worth to him that he's sending us to share with them.
Og verden er så dyrebar for han at han ønsker å sende oss for å dele det med deg.
Remember, you're to be a Pison for the Lord.
Husk at du skal være som elva Pison for Herren.
You are to be the channel through which his life can flow to the Havilahs of this world.
Du ska vara den kanalen som Guds älv kan flyta ut till Havilah området I denna världen.
And those places of anguish are filled with precious people that are valuable to God.
Och dessa törre områden, de är fyllt med dyrbara folk.
But notice the second river.
För Gud. Men lägg märke till den andra älven här.
The second river is called Gihon.
Den nästa älven, den heter Gihon.
And the word Gihon means to burst through.
Och Gihon, det betyder att bryta igenom.
It speaks of something that breaks through barriers.
Det snackar om något som bryter igenom barriärer.
In other words, it's not just a calm, slow, beautiful river.
Det är bara en sakta flytande rolig älv.
But it's a powerful one.
Men det är en kraftfull älv.
And if the Pison reminds us of God's purpose for us,
och visst älva Pison minner oss på Guds hensikt för oss.
Gihon reminds us of God's power through us.
Så minner Gihon oss om Guds kraft genom oss.
And it should encourage us.
Och det för att uppmuntra oss.
That he is able.
Att han är I stånd.
Because it will take God's power.
För Guds kraft det som må till.
He is able to do exceeding abundantly way beyond what we ask or think.
För han kan göra mycket mer långt över det som oss kan tänka.
Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
Paulus sa att allt kan jag göra genom Kristus som styrker mig.
And you may be trying to reach somebody here in this valley these days.
Och idag så prövar kanske du att nå någon här I denna dalen.
Or wherever you're living these days.
Eller där du bor nu.
And you mustn't. That may not sound like or feel like you're making much progress.
Och det föles kanske inte som du har särlig framgång.
Don't give up.
Inte ge upp.
God is able.
Gud han är I stånd.
He can break through those barriers.
Han kan bryta igenom dessa barriärerna.
It may take time.
Men det kan ta tid.
William Carey was in India for 7 years before he had the first convert.
William Carey han var I India I 7 år för att han blev omvänd.
Adoniram Judson was in Burma for 7 years before the first convert.
Judson, han var I Burma I
7 years.
I 7 år för att han blev omvänd.
7 years of labor, no results.
7 år med arbete utan resultat.
And then it broke through.
Och så blev det genombrud.
In my country of the Faroe Islands.
I mitt land på Färöarna.
The first missionary came about 120 years ago.
Första missionären kom för 120 år sedan.
There were no believers then.
Där var ingen troende då.
He was persecuted.
Han blev förföljd.
That brother, he served for 14 years without one person getting saved.
Och denna brodern, han tjänte och arbetade I 14 år för någon blev frälst.
Not one.
Inte en.
But finally there came a breakthrough.
Men ändligen så kom det ett genombrud.
And some people got saved.
Och någon blev frälst.
And then more people got saved.
Och så flera.
And today on those small islands there are thousands of believers.
Och idag på dessa små öarna är det tusenvis av troende.
And there are dozens and dozens of missionaries all around the world just from the Faroe Islands.
Och där är dussinvis av missionärer från Färöarna runt om I hela världen.
Was it because that man was so special?
Är det för att denna mannen var så speciell?
Was it because he was such a good preacher?
För han var så duktig förkynnare.
He was not.
Han var inte det.
No, but he loved the Lord.
Nej, men han älskade
and he
han.
Loved people.
Han älskade
and he
folk.
Shared the gospel.
Han delte evangeliet.
And the gospel is the power of God and salvation to everyone who believes.
Och evangeliet är Guds kraft till frälse för kvar den som tror.
Gihon is to run through us.
Gihon, den må renne igenom oss.
And we can take courage with that.
Och det kan oss la oss uppmuntra över.
Because there will be opposition.
För det vill vara motstånd.
The enemy is real.
Fienden är reell.
And he will try his all to stop us.
Och han vill sätta allt in på att stoppa oss.
And we see that often.
Och det ser oss ofta.
We have a number of references regarding the Apostle Paul.
Oss kan tänka på flera tillfällen I Paulus sitt liv.
Where the Apostle Paul was hindered by Satan in what he did.
Där han blev hindrad av Satan I det han gjorde.
And when you think about getting involved in what God is doing.
När du tänker på att bli involverad I det Gud gör.
Don't be surprised if there's opposition.
Så må du ikke bli overrasket hvis det motstand.
But remember God's power.
Men husk Guds kraft.
One of their difficulties is ourselves.
Og et av problemet det oss selv.
Where we start telling ourselves, no, I can't do it.
Begynner å si til oss selv at nei, dette går ikke.
Others can do it.
Andre klarer det.
They are able.
De I stand til
but I can't do it.
Men jeg klarer ikke.
That's what the disciples said.
Det det samme som disiplene sa.
They had 5,000 people in front of them. They were hungry.
Det var 5,000 personer framom dem som var sultne.
And there was a boy there with some fish and some bread.
Det var en gutt der med noen fisker og litt brød.
And the disciples said, here it is.
Och så sa disciplerna, här är det.
But they said, what's this for so many?
Sa, men vad är väl detta för så många?
We can't do it.
Och så kan ni inte göra det.
Jesus said, give it to me.
Och så sa Jesus, ja men ge det till mig.
He blessed it.
Och så välsignade han det.
And there was one, more than abundance of it.
Så var det mer än nog.
So often we're quick to say, I can't do it.
Så ofta så är jag så raskt ute med att säga, jag klarar inte det.
When God wants to give you the privilege to be an instrument for him.
När Gud önskar att ge dig det privilegiet att vara ett redskap för honom.
He wants you to be a channel through which his life can flow to others.
Han önskar att du ska vara en kanal som hans kärlek kan flyta genom.
The famous American evangelist D.L. Moody, who lived many years ago.
D.L. Moody, en berömd förkynnare i USA som levde för många år sedan.
He said this.
Han sa följande.
He said, I have more problems with D.L. Moody than with any other man I know.
Han sa det att jag har större problem med D.L. Moody än någon annan person jag känner.
And that's the way it is often for us.
Och slik är det ofta för oss också.
Our hindrance is often ourselves.
Våra hinder ligger ofta i oss själva.
But there are many other hindrances as well.
Men det är också andra hinder.
There are nations today where you cannot go as a servant of the Lord.
Där är nationer idag som du inte kan, du släpper inte in i som hans tjänare idag.
You've got to find other ways to get into those countries.
Du måste finna alternativa måter att komma in på.
But there are ways to do it.
Där är måter att göra det på.
And there are other opposition as well. Satan tries his best to stop us.
Och där är också andra typer motstånd där Satan prövar att stoppa oss.
Well, let's take courage with Gihon.
Men låt oss bli uppmuntra vid Gihon.
God's power.
Guds kraft.
He is able.
Han är i stånd.
Notice where Gihon runs.
Lägg märke till hur Gihon flyter.
It says it runs to the land of Cush.
Det står det att den rinner in i landet Cush.
Or another translation might say Ethiopia, some of the newer translations. Någon
nyare översättelse, där står det Etiopia.
Well, the word Cush means black or darkness.
Och Cush, det betyder svart eller mörke.
It describes the world.
Och det beskriver världen.
That lives in spiritual darkness.
Som lever i andlig mörke.
In Romans it talks about our minds being darkened.
I Romarbrevet så är det snack om att sinnet våre förmörkas.
In Ephesians it talks about our hearts being darkened.
Och i Efesierbrevet är det snack om att sinnet våre är förmörkat. Nej, and, hjärtat våre förmörkas.
And that's true about those who are without Christ.
Och det är sant för dig som inte är med Kristus.
And God wants the river of life to flow through us.
Och Gud önskar att livets älv ska flyta genom oss.
So we can bring them light.
Så oss kan ge dig ljus.
So we can give them life.
Och liv.
And so we can give them liberty.
Och frihet.
He desires that, and Chris, the Bible talks a lot about that.
Och han önskar det, och detta talar Guds ord mycket om.
And so I will suggest to you this morning.
Så jag vill föreslå för dere i dag.
That God desires for us to be a Pison.
Att Gud önskar att oss skall vara som elva Pison.
That we not lose sight of the purpose God has for us, which is to be a blessing to others.
Och att oss hällde fokuset på Guds hensikt för oss och vara en välsignelse för andra.
That God not, that we not forget that God wants to, us to remember that we are a Gihon for him.
Och att Gud önskar att oss skall huska på att oss är Gihon för han.
Because we have power because he lives within us.
För oss har kraft för det han bor i oss.
Greater is he that lives within us than he that's in the world.
Större han som är i oss eller bor i oss än han som är i världen.
But notice the third river.
Men lägg märke till den tredje älven här.
The third river is called Hiddekel.
Den tredje älven heter Hiddekel.
Some other translations I think have used the word Tigris there, but Hiddekel is the one.
Andra översättelser skriver Tigris, men Hiddekel det är älva.
And Hiddekel means a swift or a fast running river.
Och Hiddekel betyder en älv som flyter raskt.
But it's also used of an arrow when an arrow is shot out of a bow straight to the mark.
Och det är också brukt om en pil när den blir skutt ut av buen och den är i riktning mot målet.
And so it speaks of two things regarding missions and our responsibility.
Så det fortæller oss to ting om mission og vårt ansvar.
It speaks of God's priority for us.
Det snakker om Guds prioritet for oss.
And priority, God's priority has to do with urgency.
Og for Guds prioritet så det snakker om at dette her er noe som haster.
And also of focus.
Og det er også noe der oss trenger å være fokusert.
Because the devil would love for us to get sidetracked.
For djevel ønsker at oss skal bli distrahert.
That the mission of the church become watered down into all kinds of good things and we forget the best.
At missionsverksamheten til menigheten blir tynnet ut med alt mulig slags rare aktiviteter.
I believe God wants us to have a sense of urgency when it comes to missions.
Men Gud ønsker at dette her skal være en hastesak for oss når det gjelder misjonen.
But also a sense of focus.
Og at oss også skal være fokusert.
That we don't get lost into splitting hair about some issues.
At oss ikke bare blir opptatt med detaljer i forskjellige saker.
No, we realize that the need is great, but the hour is late.
Men oss ser det at behovet det er stort, og oss er lite tid igjen.
There is so little time left.
We
need to do our best. Because eternity is at stake for millions of people. We need a sense that hidical, that sense of urgency. And we need to have that focus in terms of ministry. Now, you have firemen here, right?
Her i Norge har dere brandmenn.
A fireman knows what to do.
En brandmann, han vet hva han skal gjøre.
He is to save lives and to save property.
Han skal redde liv og eiendom.
And he knows how to do it.
Og han vet hvordan han skal gjøre det.
Because he has been trained as a fireman how to do it.
For han har fått opplæring og utdanning som brandmann.
How many of you would like a fireman?
Hvor mange av dere ville hatt en brandmann?
Who knows what to do?
Jag vill ha en brandman som vet vad han ska göra.
And how to do it?
Och hur han ska göra.
But has no sense of urgency.
Men inte ser på detta här som något som hastar.
Would you like that in this area?
Vill du ha en slik brandman här i området?
No, you would not, right?
Det vill inte jag.
No, you need a fireman who not only knows what to do.
Du behöver en brandman som inte bara vet vad han ska göra.
And how to do it?
Och hur han ska göra.
But has a sense of urgency.
Men också som ser att detta här är det något som hastar.
That he may move quickly.
Att han beveger sig raskt.
That when he hears there's a fire, he doesn't just take some time to drink coffee, but he goes straight to the fire.
Att han hör att det är en brand, så sätter han sig ner och tar sig en kopp med kaffe, men han rycker ut med en gång.
And I believe we need to have that sense of urgency.
Och på samma måte så tror jag att oss må ha se att det här är något som hastar.
None of us would say if a ship sent out an SOS to the people that were going to rescue, take your time.
Ingen som ett skip som sänder ut ett nödsignal vill aldrig säga bara ta dere den tiden dere trenger.
No, we want them to have a sense of urgency.
Nej, detta är något som hastar.
But when they get there, we don't want to do sloppy work, but we need to have them know what they're doing.
Och när de når fram så kan inte de slurva med jobben, de må vite hva de skal gjøre.
And that's what this river speaks of.
Och det är det denna elva här talar till oss om.
It speaks of that sense of urgency when it comes to missions.
Det är att mission det är en hastesak.
But also a sense of focus.
Och strängt också ett klart fokus i arbetet.
Those four lepers outside Jericho or Samaria had that sense of urgency.
De fyra spedalska utanför byn Samaria, de såg också att detta var en hastesak.
It's found in 2 Kings chapter 17.
I andra kungaboken 17:7.
There was starvation in the city.
Folk svalt inne i byn.
They were sitting outside the city, had come upon the abundance of the enemy.
De satt på utsiden av byn och såg allt som fiendande.
And they were starting to enjoy it.
Och de begynte att kose sig med.
But then all of a sudden they stopped.
Men så stoppade de plötsligt.
And they said, "We do not do right."
Och så sa de, "Vi gör inte rätt."
We have what the city needs.
Och det är det som folk i byn tränger.
We need to go and tell them.
Och så må gå in och fortälla det till dem.
And they said, "If we wait till tomorrow, we're guilty."
Och så sa de det, "Visst oss vänta till imorgon så får oss skuld på oss."
There was a sense of urgency.
Det var de såg att detta hastade.
Because people were dying.
För folk var i färd med att dö.
And the same thing is true when it comes to missions.
Och det gällde det samma för mission.
And this last river runs to the area on the second to the last to the area called Asher.
Och den sista älva här, den flyter eller renner till ett namn, en plats som heter Asur.
And that word means to be right or to be joyful or happy.
Och det är ett ord som betyder att något är rätt eller glädje.
And why is it we want to go?
Och varför är det så önska att gå?
It's so that people will be made right with God.
Det är för att folk ska få ett rätt förhåll till Gud.
That they will hear about Christ and be reconciled with God.
Att de ska få höra om Kristus och bli förlika med Gud.
And that they can experience joy, true joy.
Och att de kan uppleva sann glädje.
But let me just quickly look at the last river.
Och nu ska vi se på den sista älva.
And the last river is called Euphrates.
Den sista älva, den heter Eufrates.
And Euphrates means prosperity, or it means fruitfulness.
Den heter, ja, här står det frat. Det betyder fruktbarhet och rikdom.
And it speaks of God's promise to us.
Och det är snack om Guds löfte till oss.
And it's wonderful to be involved in a ministry where we know God has promised to bless His word.
Och det är flott att vara med i tjänste där Gud har lovat och välsignat oss i sitt ord.
For you as a believer,
för dig som en troende,
as you share the word of God with someone,
när du delar Guds ord med någon,
you can be confident that God says His word will not return void.
Så vet du det att Guds ord har lovat dig att Guds ord inte skall vända tomt tillbaka.
It will accomplish what He desires.
Det vill uppnå det han önskar.
And we have that promise when it comes to missions.
Och det löftet här när det gäller mission.
God is going to bless His word.
Gud han välsignar sitt ord.
People are getting saved.
Folk blir frälst.
Churches are getting established.
Menigheter blir etablerat.
Not because servants of the Lord are something special.
Inte för det att Herrens tjänare är så väldigt speciella.
No, simply because they are willing to be channels through which that river can flow.
Nej, det är kun för de är villiga till att vara kanaler som Guds älv kan flyta igenom.
And that's my challenge to us this morning.
Och det är utmaningar till oss alla här idag.
For you as an individual.
För dig som ett individ.
And for all of us as a congregation of people.
Och för oss som en församling med folk.
That we could be like these four rivers.
Att oss kan vara slik som dessa fyra älvarna.
Like we could really understand God's purpose for our lives and live in it.
Att oss må förstå Guds hensikt för våra liv och att oss kan leva i den.
That we would have confidence in God's power to work through us.
Och att oss kan vara trygga på att Guds kraft vill verka genom oss.
That we are constantly conscious of the fact of the priorities He wants us to have.
Och att oss hela tiden bevisst på de prioriteterna så alla kollas han önskar att oss ska prioritera.
And that we are convinced of His promises that He is going to build His church.
Och att oss är överbevist om löfte om att han vill bygga sin menighet.
So I'm encouraged when I read a portion of scripture like that.
Så jag blir uppmuntrad när jag läser ett slikt avsnitt.
A portion that I often skipped over.
Ett avsnitt som jag för ofta hoppar över.
But even there, there's a message for me.
Men också där finns det ett budskap för mig.
That God wants the river of life to flow through my life.
Att Gud önskar att livets älv ska flyta genom mitt liv.
And through your life.
Och genom ditt liv.
That's His purpose for us.
Det är det som är hans hensikt.
That we'll be a blessing to others.
Att oss må vara en välsignelse för andra.
And we can make ourselves available to Him because of His power.
Att oss gör oss tillgänglig för han på grund av hans kraft.
It's not about our gifts.
Det handlar inte om våra gaver.
No, it's about His power working through us.
Det handlar om hans kraft som arbetar genom oss.
But I need to constantly be reminded of the fact that there's an urgency.
Men jag tränger också hela tiden bli mint på att detta här är det hasta.
Because people are going into a Christless eternity.
För folk de går in i en evighet utan Kristus.
And they need to hear about Christ.
Och de trenger høre om Kristus.
And there are multitudes of people, millions of people around the world that have never heard of Him yet.
Och där är miljoner på miljoner av folk som ändå inte har hört om han.
And they need to hear about Him, and that's going to happen through the church.
Och de må få høre om han. Det trenger de, og det vil skje gjennom menigheten.
And I would encourage you to do your part because God has promised to bless His word.
Och jag vill uppmuntra dere till att ta del och ge dere del för Gud han har lovat att välsigna sitt arbete.
So thank you very much and God bless.
Så tusen tack och må Gud välsigna dere.